This Chazar is the Chinesh of Bachachet Chashagel, Rabbi Yehuda Masechet, the Yuma Daphne and Beis. Rabbi Nosson said, the Chachamim were unsure whether the Amma-wide area where the wall once stood separating the Kodesh from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, whether that area where there was no longer a wall really belonged to the Heichel, or did it belong to the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Ravina asked, is this uncertainty based on the fact that when the Pasuk gives the measurements of the Beis HaMikdash, we're not sure if the measurements this Amma belonged to, whether in the 40 Ammas of the Heichel or 20 Ammas of the Kodesh HaKadoshim? The measurements of the Pesukim are likely only of the open spaces, not of the walls. Therefore, the Amma-wide space of the wall actually belonged to neither the Heichel nor the Kodesh HaKadoshim based on the Pasuk. In fact, the Mishnah delineates the measurements of the Beis HaMikdash and counts the Amma-wide space as not being part of the 40 Ammas of the Heichel or the 20 Ammas of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So why were they Mesupik as to where it belonged? The Gemara said the Chachamim were unsure whether the Amma-wide space is to get the Kedusha status of the Heichel or the Kedusha status of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. They knew it didn't belong to either one. But what is the status of that area? Does it have the Kedusha of the Kodesh or the Kedusha of the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Rabbi Yechanan said that Yosef Ish Hutzal had the same uncertainty based on the grammatical makeup of the Pesukim, whether the area of the wall had the Kedusha of the Heichel or of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. For how can we say that Yosef Ish Hutzal had uncertainty as to the meaning of the Pesuk? We find the Braisa in which Isi ben Yehuda, who is the same person as Yosef Ish Hutzal, says that there are five Pesukim in the Torah whose grammatical makeup make their interpretation unclear. Now, none of these five Pesukim are the Pesuk dealing with the dividing line between the Heichel and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So obviously he was clear about that Pesuk. The Mara said he only had five such Pesukim in the Torah, but he had others, many others, in the Nevi'im. And the Pesuk regarding the dividing line is in the Nevi'im, and therefore it's not included in or limited to those five Pesukim that he referenced to as being confusing. We find that Rav Chista had another Pesuk in the Torah whose interpretation was uncertain based on his grammatical makeup. So how could Isi ben Yehuda say there were only five? Mar says Isi ben Yehuda did not have uncertainty regarding that Pesuk. He had only about the five that are listed in the Gemara. Zok the Mishnah, the outer curtain was pulled back to create an opening in this on the south side. The inner curtain was pulled back to create an opening on the north side. So the Kohen Gadol went, he walked between the curtains from south to north. When he entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he would turn to the south and walk along the curtain until he reached the place opposite the Aron. At that point, he would place the shovel of coals between the poles of the Aron and would pile the Ketores on top of the coals, causing the entire room to be filled with smoke. He would then walk out backwards, following the same path as when he entered. He would say a short tefillah in the Heichel, making sure not to make it long so as not to worry the Yidden. Fact the Gemara. Our Mishnah can't be discussing the first Beis HaMikdash because it had a wall that separated the Heichel from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, not a curtain. Our Mishnah can't be discussing the second Beis HaMikdash because there was no Aron at that time. It was hidden by Yeshayo at the end of the first Beis HaMikdash and there was only the Evan Shasiyah. So Ebazoi, how does the Mishnah talk about where there were curtains but there were also poles of the Aron where he put down the coals and the Ketores? And for the Gemara, our Mishnah is discussing the second Beis HaMikdash. And the Mishnah means when the Kohen Gadol reached the place of the Aron, but not the actual Aron, that's when he would turn towards that place and put down the coals and the Ketores. Fact the Gemara, the Mishnah says he put the shovel between the poles of the Aron. That means that the Aron was there. Mara says it means he put it in the place that used to be the place that was between the poles of the Aron when the Aron was still there. The Mishnah said, Tzavres HaKetores al Gabi Gecholim. Zok the Gemara, the Mishnah follows the view that the Ketores were piled onto the coals rather than spread out evenly over the coals, which is actually a subject of Machlaikis. Fact number one, Bryce says that he began placing the tires on the coals closer to the Aron and made his way to the back to the coals further away from the Aron, meaning back towards himself. Another Bryce says that the opposite was done. Abaye says that it's actually machlekes hatanaim as to what the proper procedure was. Abaye said the view that he begins with the coals closer to the other or to the Aron, which are further away from him, seems to be correct because we find that the Ketores brought every day would be placed on the mizbeach, beginning further away from the kohen and then being brought closer so as to prevent him from getting burned. The same would seem to hold true for the Ketores avoided in the Yom Kippur as well, where he should begin with the coals further away from him and then draw closer to himself so that he should prevent himself from getting burned.